Okay, Rabbi Isai, Simon Tofer, study base, Seif Dalet. We'll be discussing a very fascinating Seif today in Shulchan Aruch, which is, I think, can you call a Shulchan Aruch controversial? Can you call a Shulchan Aruch controversial? If you can, that's going to be the title of this Seif over here. A controversial Seif. We'll be discussing tonight eating before the Megillah, drinking before the Megillah. We'll be discussing as well in Mitzvah Hashem, the Gulf War. By the Gulf War, apparently, there was, I don't have such clear recollections, but I heard from a Shia that in Gulf War, what year was Gulf War? 91. Finished on Purim. Right. So there was, apparently there was the, what were they called? The ones flying the, Scuds were the Iraq. They're from Iraq. So apparently, were you living here or there?
No, there?
So apparently they flew mainly by night?
Yes.
Yes, they flew mainly by night? Okay, good confirmation. They flew mainly by night. The question asked was the following question. Yidden were concerned about the Scuds flying, who mainly, the bombs flying, the missiles flying, they mainly flew by night. And they were asked, people were asking the Rabbonim, is there any heter to read the Megillah not after Nacht because of the imminent danger, potential danger of gathering, walking by night? Is there any heter to gather for Kiyas HaMegillah after Plag HaMincha before Nacht because it's the light and therefore there's a decreased danger? Is there any heter to do so or not? Interesting question. This we'll be discussing shortly as well. Okay. What do you think, Rabbi Isai? Any heter?
No.
No? You have to do after night. After night full only? After night.
Michael Yevsky said you don't have to put masks.
In Bnei Brak.
Yeah.
In Bnei Brak. You're right. Abraham Kanevsky had a Mesoira, has a Mesoira. From the Heilige Chazanish, that Bnei Brak is a secure place. What about Yerushalayim, though?
Same.
Abraham Kanevsky didn't. Okay, you're saying that the same should apply.
I'm saying it's even higher in
Yerushalayim. Yes. Yeah. So. Okay, you're saying that Yerushalayim should apply. Should the same rules should apply to Yerushalayim. What do you think, Rabbi Isai? Fine. No problem at all. Shulchan Aruch Seif Dalet. Misho Onus Ktas. Remember, we said yesterday in introduction with regards to the concept that Chachamim made an Issa, a restriction. You're not allowed to eat. Once the Zman of the Mitzvah comes, you're not allowed to eat. So really, strictly speaking, once there's a time of Shaking Lulav, we're not allowed to eat. Once the Zman of Matzahs, eat Achilas Matzah comes in, you're not allowed to eat anything really. Te'ima is mutter, but generally, otherwise, eating not allowed. The shaila that was asked yesterday was it you, somebody asked, what about Shema in the evening? That's a very good question. What about Shema in the evening? It's a good question because once nightfall comes in, Nacht, well, we have a mitzvah of Ma'arif, the Rabbanon, and Shema, which is the Reise. What's the heter for us to eat supper before fulfilling the mitzvah? That's a very, very valid question, which we'll be addressing in Mitzvah when we get to Chelik Aleph again. But it's definitely a very valid question. But let's see over here with regards to the Megillah. Misha onus ktsas, somebody who is a slight onus, Seif Dalet, ve'yerino yochel leilech leveis ha-knesses, and he's unable to go to shul. Ve'tzorich lehamtin, and he needs to wait. Ad achar shekoru akol, he needs to wait now until everybody has heard the Megillah. Ve'kosho olov leishe betaynes, and it's hard for him to sit and fast for so long. He can listen to the Megillah after. In other words, Shulchan Aruch is addressing the following shaila. What's the halacha? What happens? Somebody is fasted the whole day, and he finds it really hard, Tanis Esther, to now to write from Tanis to go right into the Megillah. But not only that, but this person, he's so weakened by the Tanis, he can't actually go to shul. He's weakened. Or he's got another reason why he can't actually go to shul. He can't make it. He's got two possibilities. The straightforward option would be that he fasts all Tanis Esther. He waits after Nacht. He can't eat yet. Why can't he eat? Because he hasn't fulfilled Kiyas HaMegillah. He now waits, but now nobody's going to come to read the Megillah straight away. Why not? Because everybody's listening Megillah in shul. So now he has to wait until the Olam is finished reading. Once somebody is finished with the Megillah in Shul, somebody will be able to come into his house and read the Megillah for him and be moed to him. Only then he'll be able to listen to the Megillah. It's very, very long for him to wait that long. Does he need to do that? Or does he have a heta to line the Megillah? He can't line the Megillah during, when everybody, by Nacht, straight after Nacht, because everybody is in Shul. So that's not an option. But maybe instead of lining the Megillah when everybody's in Shul, maybe somebody will have an opportunity. Maybe somebody can come before that, before Nacht, after Plag, maybe somebody is available to read the Megillah for him. Can he do that? Yes or no? Remember, this person is that he can't wait. It's very hard for him to wait until everybody has lined the Megillah. He's still fasting, Nebuch. Everybody's lined the Megillah, and after that, only after that, somebody's going to come and read the Megillah for him. It's going to be really late. He's going to be very weakened, and so what shall he do? What shall he do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, and I think that's a bit unexpected. Shulchan Aruch says, you know what you should do? Rather than eating something, you should listen to the Megillah before Plag HaMincha. From Plag HaMincha. From Plag HaMincha. Why? The Rama says the following few words. Aval also lechoil, but he must not eat. Koidim sheishma kiyas Megillah. You must not eat before you've heard the Megillah. Afilu tain is kosher love, even if it's hard for him to fast. We're learning of here an unbelievably important seif. It's such a crucial seif. We're learning now that he's fasting. He's fasting the whole Tanis. Now, he's got two options. Either he's going to wait until after Nacht and listen to the Megillah after everybody's Yotze, he's going to come and listen to the Megillah. Then he'll have to eat something because he can't make it for that long. Or he should listen to Megillah after Plag, before Nacht. And then he won't need to eat before the Megillah. What shall he do? Says Shulchan Aruch, better to listen to Megillah before Nacht. What do you think about this, Rabbi Isai? What do you think about this? First of all, what does that teach us? There's lots of Yesodas over here. It's mamash, very important. Let him be without. By himself, somebody's moitzeh him privately. Why? Because we're not allowed to eat before the Megillah. First of all, what does that teach us? Absolutely. This over here is a moyerdige makor, and we're going to address that later again. We see over here moyerdige, how strict it is, how rigid, how strict it is, how machmir chachomim were, don't eat before the Megillah. Don't eat before the Megillah. Better to listen to the Megillah before Nacht, but don't eat before it. Is that unbelievable? Is that what you've expected? Is that what you've assumed? No, it's not what we've assumed, huh? So that certainly answers the question that we asked yesterday. We say, why don't we make an 8 o'clock, I don't know what time is Nacht this year, Tanis, when the time is Nacht? Tanis Esternach, so end of Tanis? 6:30? Yeah, is that what you're saying? Why don't we make the 8 p.m. Kiyas HaMegillah gathering? Let's make it all the shuls together. Beautiful, massive roif am. Every first dam marif, have something to eat. No, but the yekes, we call it anbeisen. Anbeisen, that's what we call it by the yekes, anbeisen. 6:25, look at that. Very good. So you go and you eat after you dav marif, 6:25 you dav marif, you go home, you eat something, 8 o'clock, see you at, we're going to get the United, you open up the back, you know what I mean? You open up the everybody together, Kiyas HaMegillah, Rav Amadas Melech, 8 p.m. So you can't do that. You can't do it. Why not? Because we're not allowed to eat before Kiyas HaMegillah. We can't eat before Kiyas HaMegillah. Now this is what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. And again, the words of also lechol kodim shishma kiyas Megillah. Don't eat before listening to Megillah. Now, I want to point out over here, Behati, we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah shortly, but I want to just see the Behati over here on top. Because it's really, really important, Ma'amokim. The Behati on top of here, the last three lines, he says the following. Umikomokim ein lehokel elo tzirich godul. He quotes from the Heilige Ma'aril. Even if somebody is unwell, even if you are unwell, don't eat before the Megillah. Look at these words, unless he's dangerously ill. And the Beis Yosef, he says the custom is to read a little bit before Nacht, in order to make it easier, on the pregnant ladies and people who are really weak, that they shouldn't be fasting for too long. We're making it easier for them. Which of course is yes. Exactly. Exactly. For here we are saying, we're learning over here two stages, although they don't really need to fast. They're not meant to fast. So we're learning over here. How, you see, because we learned about Tanis Esther, in Tzimt Tov Reish Pei Vav, I believe, that Muborois and people who are Cholish and Bezakona, they don't really have to fast. But over here, it's very interesting. We were learning, not only that, the minhag seems to be that we're not really makel for them. That's what it sounds like from the Vehitev, and I have no other explanation. Not only the minhag is that they are fasting, that's what it sounds like from the Vehitev. I haven't got another explanation. If you've got another explanation, please. The minhag is that they are fasting, although, or maybe just borderline, but the Cholip are not... They still want to fast, not quite sure. But either way, if Kocholim and pregnant ladies who are fasting, and not only that, not only they are fasting, but after Nacht, they're not eating because they want to listen to Megillah. Unbelievable. Rather, instead of making them eat, what do we tell them? We're going to listen and we're going to read the Megillah a little bit earlier for you. We're going to... Libodjoim. Before Nacht, after Plag. Yeah. So that's, it seems to be the minhag. But it's unbelievable. So we're learning over here. I think that there's three stages over here. Stage number one, the choymer of Tanis Esther. Point number one, we see that people really makbit to fast in Tanis Esther, even more boys and weak people, they fast in Tanis Esther. That's starting point. Point number two, that they not only they fast on Tanis, but they're not going to break their fast before listening to the Megillah. Point number two. And point number three, that there's a kula. Because we are machmir on that, there's a kula that we are prepared to be makil. We're prepared to make it to let you listen to Megillah a little bit earlier. Because you know the concept, every Chumrah's got a Kula, so that's the Chumrah, that's the Kula that is over here. Yeah.
Is that correct? Even people who are not, who don't fast on Tainus Esther, would still not be able to eat before the Megillah Leinu for a different reason, because the list is common.
Correct.
So maybe
correct. Right. 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 But then there would be no, you're right. But I hear what you're saying, but it's unlikely to be talking about that. Primarily because, if that's the case, there is no, because they could eat just before Nacht. They could just before, so there's no reason for them to, they have to eat every 5 minutes. From Plag HaMincha they couldn't. It's unlikely, because we also see from the post game, it sounds like, it's one of the mitzvahs. But they could just eat beforehand. So there's no, you won't need to be makel for them for anything. Why be makel? Why makel? Eat beforehand, drink beforehand, you can have a whole, suda, k'shlema melech b'shaitoi, and then after you won't need to, you won't need, 4 or 5 hours, you would be able to eat until Nacht. From Plag HaMincha until Nacht, is man of the mitzvah. It's not, that's right. You'd be able to eat until Nacht. Yeah. Lemais would be able to eat until Nacht. So it's very little reason to need to be makel for them. So that, but let me just go away from all, we'll come back to that shortly, but I just want to address for 1 minute, what about the Gulf War, Shaila, that you addressed earlier? Again, the Gulf War. People want to gather and listen to the Megillah before Nacht. What do you think about that? You think it's fine? After Plag.
They can do it in shelters.
Yeah, you're right. They can do it in shelters. I assume not.
There's in shelters in Israel.
Pardon?
There's a lot of synagogues.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Not every shelter, though, has got a Megillah with a Baal Koira for somebody in it. You're right. If every shelter, you know, yeah. I remember davening in the Miklat, he was called the Miklat, and he was a Miklat. Yeah. But,
much air in there.
No, definitely not.
I remember that.
Yeah, you remember in Mem Gimel? Yeah, on top? Yeah?
Yeah.
So, what do you think? So can you daven, can you do that? Can you daven, so is that, because again, just to rephrase my question, we are saying now that you're allowed to, Chachamim were matir, to reading the Megillah after Plag, in order that people shouldn't eat before Megillah. But I'm not talking necessarily about that. I'm talking about people who are strong, who can carry on fasting after they can carry on fasting after Nacht for another hour or two. But the question is for a completely external factor, for another reason altogether. They want to hear the Megillah before Nacht, after Plag. Is that okay or not? You're saying that Sakonas Nefoshes would allow that. Yeah, the question is that, you're quite right. If there is, but the question is, are you gaining anything from plat? If there could be that they were exempt altogether. Could be that. It's like on his nafash, they were exempt altogether. Question is, any point doing from plaga mincha? And if yes, can you make with the bocha? Saying, you're right, you could be right that they were exempt altogether because it's sakona. If there's sakona. Yeah, so, okay, so there, well, okay, so let's say you're right, which you're probably right. Well, no, it probably is true that sakona was only, but is then you had to then to make with the bocha? To get together after plag and make with the bocha?
The mitzvah is not halutz on that,
could be argued.
Yeah.
Could be argued. Right, so Lemaisa, you're quite right. As you're saying, the psak was from the Rabbonim, as you're suggesting, that yes, they could. Yes, they could. That yes, and that's what apparently I wasn't.
Mibod yom doesn't necessarily imply from plag mincha. It could be after mibod yom.
But that's the nice what he means here. You're right. Generally, however, mibod yom does refer to plag mincha. You're right. In some places, it does it for mincha goyli. You're right. But in many places, it means for plag mincha. That's what he means over here. Lemaisa the rabbanim did pasken. So I heard in a shir from Rabbi Tzvi Berkowitz that the halacha was that rabbanim were matir to get together for the Megillah. And from plag mincha, and that's what apparently many people did. So although over here we only have a raya maybe that it's for the tainus, but lemaisa it was applied also for other areas of halacha as well. If somebody really couldn't, for whatever reason, hit the Megillah after Nacht, you'd be able to listen to Megillah after plag. Right, okay.
Why
should we? Okay, so I think we'll answer that question shortly. I think that once we've seen Sifkot, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet, we'll have the answer for that. Yeah. Okay, so the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot, Yud Gimel says, yeah, I think that's addressing your point a little bit. Sifkot Yud Gimel says the following. It's 5 1/4 hour before, so 1 1/4 hour before Nacht. V'atam, the reason why we are allowing from that point onwards to read the Megillah and B'yoitz already, but yeah, that is, v'atam, the given the chashvino le'laylo le'in tfilas arvis, since that's already from plag mincha we can have ma'ariv ready, from plag mincha we can have ma'ariv, so since it's considered already, to some extent, night, you can't daven already that time. It's also considered night for that. So it's not really directly connected to Maariv. It just means that since we can daven Maariv after plag, so that shows that it's some level of Nacht already. It's some level of night already.
Should daven Maariv
first? You'd have to daven Maariv first, yeah. You're correct. And therefore we know you can hear them, you can be mitzvah mitzvah Megillah at that point as well. So if cotton you dalet,
would you just like you say Krishma after Nacht, you know, to be mitzvah, like that's a derisive mitzvah, if you'd have marav early. But let's say you're in court in one of these situations and you need to hear the Megillah earlier. In order to complete the mitzvah, would you need to say it over again?
Good question. Very interesting question. The answer to that is actually you don't have to. And in fact, I didn't see any of the post-game that actually said the chatchila you should.
Let's say word came out that
that it's fine now. Right.
Gone and finished, and the war's over. Would they have to promulgate
right.
Again 2 hours later?
It's interesting because we don't actually. I didn't see in the post-game saying that the chatchila should try to hear the Megillah again. I didn't see any of the poskim say, although Misvor, you're right, I hear what you're saying, that it's a, like you're saying that there is an element of Bidyavet in that. It's an element of Bidyavet, right, so Lechatchil, you should, but we didn't see the poskim of Matriach, the Olim to do that. So if Kotten Yudalad, I will also Lechol. Now, it says the Mishneh Berurah the following. I am a Morgan Avom Shemasik, the Dafke Achila also, while Timi Te'ima Baal Meshori. Comes the Mishneh Berurah in the name of the Morgan Avom, in Sif Kotten Yudalad, and tells us a very big Chiddush. And he tells us, you know, everything we learned until now was only with regards to achila. But when it comes to te'ima, which te'ima literally means tasting, which is a small amount, it's a small amount te'ima, that's fine. So everything we learned now, says the Mishneh Berurah, that you're not allowed to eat and we're ma'amekel to read the Megillah earlier, that's all, you're not allowed to eat. But te'ima, you'd be allowed to have te'ima beforehand. Te'ima, so after Nacht, you're allowed to have a bit of te'ima. That you'd be allowed to. Te'ima is permitted. We didn't see that in Shulchan Aruch. We didn't see that in the Ramah. But te'ima is permitted. Says the Mishneh Berurah. And therefore, consequently, says the Mishnah Berurah, and he fills always the following in the first wide line, Valken, therefore, consequently, Toiv Yoisa Lehokel Ishazeh, for somebody who would need to be lenient, it's better yet, says, Sheyitoim Koidim Kiyasa Megillah, rather than making the Kiyasa Megillah early, i.e., after Plaga Mincha, better tell him to read the Megillah in its right time, and to be toyem, to taste a little bit before, after Nacht. So he says, Al ken tov yoyis ala hoke leisha zeh, shiitum koedim kiasa megile, ve loy la hoke likroi mi plaga men chavele malo, da apri chotosh kar togra al kula zu. So says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's true what the Shulchan Aruch said, it's fine. If somebody really needs to eat, tell him to line the Megillah earlier, and he's gonna, you know, because he can't eat before Kriyas HaMegillah. That's true. But he said, if somebody is just good enough, you can have a bit of cake and a bit of water, that will be okay for him, he'll manage. Then, don't read the Megillah earlier. If Te'ima is good enough, I think that's the point that you mentioned yesterday. Mm. I think that's why. See, if that, then just read the Megillah in its right time, after Nacht, because that's really the right time to read the Megillah. And before the Megillah, tell him to have a bit of water and a bit of cake.
Is there a limit on how much he can drink?
No, there is no limit. So if it's regular water, etc. type of drinks, there is no limit. There is no limit. It's a tema. However, having said that, the Mishnah Berurah, the next line says... Pardon? Yes, not water though. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, the opinion of the Prichodosh is that before Tzeisak Echovim, you're not Yoitzim B'Di'evet. And now look at the next few words, which are very crucial, and I don't think so well known. Va'filu Te'ima, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Te'ima, even a tasting, ein lahoka ela letzeich gadol. Te'ima, the tasting that's only permitted when it's Tzorech Godel, great need. Now, great need, that's of course, it's a bit hard to define great need, Tzorech Godel, but we know from the Poskim generally that great need is really a great need. A bit of a headache is not considered Tzorech Godel. I'm very thirsty, that's not considered Tzorech Godel. Tzorech Godel means a Tzorech Godel, because the Poskim say sometimes Tzorech, and the Poskim sometimes say Tzorech Godel. And Tzorech Godel is much more. We see, especially once we've seen now the Be'er Heitev, in the name of Maril, and the Poskim are seriously to take this, Tzorech Godel really means a Tzorech Godel, and therefore, even Te'ima, Mishnah Berurah is only matter be Tzorech Godel. Halacha Lemaise, again, the Mishnah Berurah's approach is, Lechatchila, don't have anything, read the Megillah in its right time, and go straight after Nacht, and you're going to eat after Nacht, after Megillah, etc. If there is somebody who is really Tzorech Godel, you're going to still read the Megillah in its right time. Before Kriyas HaMegillah, we are makel bel Tzorech Godel to have a Te'ima. Te'ima is a Sheker Beitzer, which is not a lot, and a bit of drink. If that itself, if he needs to eat, if it's somebody that is really unwell and needs to eat, we're going to tell him to pass like the Shulchan Aruch, that you can line the Megillah earlier, but don't have a proper meal before Kriyas HaMegillah. That's what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
If you all have a little bit, or you learnt before, that if you say a little bit, I'm a great need to say, so I can take a little bit more.
You're saying that there's a chashash, she's going to... Are you very good, I want to get to this point in 1 minute. Keep it for 1 minute. Yes. Yeah.
So, if you let's have a headache, you're allowed to break a fast anyway.
Who says that for a headache you're allowed to break a fast? Eye is a special head with regards to eye. So we don't find that for a headache you're allowed to break the fast. He has to be a choyle. For a headache, we're not makel. Pardon? Yes. Yeah. Kula as opposed to choyle sheish bezakona. It wasn't, I don't have the Shulchan Aruch here. Not sure. I didn't see anything in the post game with regards to the Baal Korah. I didn't see any colours with regards to can you read the Roshan again? Tovrish Peivav, I think it is.
Rak
Tzar habe, tzar godel. Yeah. Mitztan habe. Yeah. Yeah, but this is referring over. Yeah, this is with regards to het on tanis. Yeah. What you're saying, it's not exactly the same point. Yeah. 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 Lemaisa, right. Lemaisa, that's the halach lemaisa. The poiskim lemaisa asked the following question, which I think is something which we have to understand a little bit. The shayla is as follows. What about before shofar? What about before lulav? Are you allowed to be toim something? What about before... Matzah is not really relevant, but before... Pardon? Digas chometz. Allowed to be toim something? You want to have a coffee? You want to have a coffee? You want to have a coffee before dalet minim? Are you allowed to have a coffee? Yes? Before davening, you allowed to have a coffee? Yeah?
Do the dalet minim and the sukkah first. And then
Yeah, okay. Are you allowed to have, though, if you really want? You're allowed to have a coffee before Dalet Minim? Before Shofar?
Yes.
Before Shofar?
Yes.
So the Emma says yes. The Shulchan Aruch is clearly, explicitly, we are Matir Te'ima before, but the Shulchan Mishnah Berurah is Matir, but...
Is a Chila different from Shtir?
No, with regards to yeah. What do you mean? Yes, there is...
So is there any difference between having the coffee before...
No, I'm saying even Te'ima you'd be allowed. A bit of cake you'd be allowed. Now... Why is that the difference? You're quite right. Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, both places, regards to lulav and shofar, is matir te'ima. Generally, when it comes to the issa of eating before a mitzvah, when it comes to te'ima, we are matir. So the question over here, we're seeing that it's not, the halach is not like that. We're seeing over here, te'ima is only mutter b'tzarich godel. Why is that? Oh, very good. Beautiful. Spot on. Very good. Let me just get the question across clear. The question is that te'ima generally is mutter before a mitzvah. Te'ima is mutter. It's true. We're not allowed to eat. When the zman of a mitzvah comes, we're not allowed to eat, as we discussed. But te'ima is mutter. So why over here are we not matir te'ima? Te'ima, tasting, is only permitted by tzarich godel. We say that somebody, if you can hold another hour until after the Megillah, that's the what you should do. Don't eat after Nacht. Don't start having a cake if you can manage another hour. You wait until after the Megillah. So why are we machim about te'im over here? Unless b'tzarich godel, and we don't find that by other mitzvahs. So the answer is mamash what you said. The answer is mamash what you said. Eli Rabbi said, the question is, why the question? The question is because we're just after the tainus. And we all know how we eat after the tainus. I always hope that when I eat after the tainus, there's no camera. That's what I hope. There's no camera. And we all are. So therefore, it's mamash beautiful. Eli Rabbi says that because we're all very hungry after tainus, it's going to be very hard to allow a te'ima. It's going to be very hard to allow a te'ima. Because if we're going to start having a te'ima, what's going to be after the first te'ima? It's, that was just the Chayb Chaim Noshe. Now we can have a Chazanishe. And then, you know, a bit more and a bit more. And so therefore, Chachamim said, No, we have to be machmi over here because it's after Tainus, you have to be machmi, even Teime is also. It's a beautiful Eli Rabbe. Beautiful Eli Rabbe, and that's where Teime, all the mitzvahs, is permitted, and over here we're not allowing Teime. And another vote, which is al derech drush, but I think it enhances the understanding. The postkin, I saw b'shem Godel Echad, don't know who it is. Godel Echad said the following pshat. He says, we have to always realize that Megillah represents the Yeshua. And the Yeshua is a direct consequence of the Tainus, of our tefillahs and our tshuvas. And we always have to realize, without the hefsek, if we daven hard, and we fast, and we daven, we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to please save us, please help us, without the hefsek, if we go, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to go straight and give us the Yeshua. Therefore, we mustn't interrupt even for a te'ima. The Tainus has to lead straight into the Megillah. And that's why we are makbid, even not to have a te'ima beforehand. What a beautiful word, b'shem Godel Echad.